News review in brief. Wuhan whistleblower doctor remembered a year after death from COVID-19, New York Post. Home ownership is better than sex in SNL Zillow ad, Vulture. Live updates, White House clarifies intelligence officials will determine Trump's access to briefings, Fox News. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic and vaccines, live updates, CNN. Two Republicans fined for bypassing security just days after House approved the new penalties, the Boston Globe. California woman files $10 million suit against former employer for firing her after riots at U.S. Capitol, East Bay Times. Here are the most Googled questions about Tom Brady, Boston.com. Two Republicans fined for bypassing security just days after House approved new penalties, the Washington Post. Internet access restored as Myanmar coup protests grow, ABC News. U.S. COVID-19 numbers are trending in the right direction, but officials warn against Super Bowl gatherings that could fuel spread, CNN. 1 million potentially lethal doses of fentanyl seized in Riverside, Press Enterprise. Trump's baseless election fraud claim cost taxpayers over $519 million, Business Insider, Business Insider. As vaccines raise hope, cold reality dawns, COVID-19 is likely here to stay, The Wall Street Journal. Glacier breaks in India's north, flooding power plant, Holmes, The Associated Press. Don't put your shovels away, there's another nor'easter in the forecast, CNN. NYC weather, Sunday snowstorm could bring several more inches to the city, parts of the tri-state, WABC-TV. More COVID-19 vaccine megasites open nationwide, including at Yankee Stadium, CBS News. The best Samsung Galaxy S21 alternatives, Tom's Guide. California's governor, once praised, faces backlash over pandemic response, The Guardian. Democrats' big shift in Trump's second impeachment, Politico. Not real news, a look at what didn't happen this week, East Idaho News. Video news review, 5:02 p.m. 2nd of June 2021. Pope Francis appoints first woman to the Synod of Bishops. Why Biden may block Trump from getting intelligence briefings, Vox.com. Opinion, Russia rejects EU's olive branch, DW, English WHO investigator looking for source of COVID-19 in Wuhan. The healthcare workers watching from afar as rich countries begin vaccine rollout. Global Security News, GlobalSecurityNews.org, News and Times from Michael_Novhoff, 15 sites, saved stories, none, video news review, 5:02 p.m. 2nd of June 2021. Global Security News, GlobalSecurityNews.org, 1. World from Michael_Novhoff, 27 sites, Fox News, Washington Post editorial board calls for answers from China on pandemic origins, panned, praised on Twitter. Global Security News, GlobalSecurityNews.org, 1. World from Michael_Novhoff, 27 sites, BBC News, World, Chechnya, escaped gay men sent back by Russian police. Global Security News, GlobalSecurityNews.org, Trump investigations from Michael_Novhoff, 126 sites, 1. Trump from Michael_Novhoff, 197 sites. Organized crime and terrorism, Google News, Biden, a congresswoman and a new domestic terrorism agenda, M. Global Security News, GlobalSecurityNews.org, Trump investigations from Michael_Novhoff, 126 sites, 1. Trump from Michael_Novhoff, 197 sites, Crime and Terror, Google News, Biden, a congresswoman and a new domestic terrorism agenda, Milford Daily. Global Security News, GlobalSecurityNews.org, Counterintelligence from Michael_Novhoff, 51 sites, Investigations of Donald Trump and His Circles, TrumpInvestigations.org, Michael Novhoff's favorite articles on InnerReader, internet meme of large naked M. Israeli protesters call on Prime Minister Netanyahu to step down, WBNG.com. Liz Cheney censured by Wyoming Republican Party for voting to impeach Trump. Cuba announced Saturday that private activity will be authorized in most sectors, a major reform in the communist country where the why Biden may block Trump from getting intelligence briefings. Liz Cheney becomes latest House Republican to be censured by state party for her vote to impeach Trump. Counterintelligence from Michael_Novhoff, 51 sites, William Evanina, Google News, DNA harvesting Chinese firm supplies COVID-19 testing for UK, telegraph.co.uk. Biden just gave the weekly presidential address a reboot. Police cancel Amber Alert after boy located safe in Brooklyn Center, Bring Me the News. BizNews Hours YouTube videos, Go Big or Go Home, America's multi-billion dollar sports betting business. Trump left behind a damaged government. Here's what Biden faces as he rebuilds it. How to find a better cell phone carrier, Wired. Riot police block Yangon protest against military. Lou Dobbs show cancelled, Dagblog. Counterintelligence from Michael_Novhoff, 51 sites, William Evanina, Google News, DNA harvesting Chinese firm supplies COVID-19 testing for UK-telegraph.co.uk. Top stories, Google News, Georgia elementary school substitute teacher charged with 19 counts of child molestation, NBC News. NPR News, the 2nd of June 2021, 5 p.m. ET. Perfect storm, have the influencers selling a dream lost their allure? Disease X19 epidemiology from Michael_Novhoff, 39 sites, Google Alert, coronavirus immunity, Baton Rouge doctor says he tested positive for COVID-19 days after first vaccine dose. A rotating group of intelligence analysts will brief President Biden. According to top aide Leonid Volkov, Alexei Navalny's movement is calling for a pause on demonstrations until the spring and instead relying on foreign policy tools, getting Western states to sanction Putin-aligned Russian elites. Independent.co.uk/ind. Gordon Chang, US should be highly skeptical of China's coronavirus numbers, Yahoo News. Organized crime and terrorism, Google News, Juan Guaido, Maduro's alliance with terrorism and drug trafficking cannot be ignored, Explica. Politics, Trump's access to sensitive briefings will be determined by intelligence officials, White House clarifies. Politics, Trump's election fraud falsehoods have cost taxpayers $519 million, and counting. Politics, Trump left behind a damaged government. Here's what Biden faces as he rebuilds it. U.S. troops to aid in vaccine distribution as the FDA considers a third vaccine. Man accused of assaulting pedestrian pulled out of East River. At 24. Riot police face off against protesters in Myanmar anti-coup protest, AFP. Biden says there's no need for Trump to have classified intel briefings. Question mark. 24. Colon. Hash. Israel, Netanyahu denounces ICC war crimes move as pure anti-Semitism. Russia expels diplomats as tensions rise over Navalny protests v. 24 New Mexico business owner calls out governor over coronavirus restrictions. Biden administration has created a crisis at the border. Mark Morgan on Fox News / Psychoterra Gegen Politica, Karl Lauterbach, Berik Tet von Zeinen, Tadlike and Bedra Hungen. PBS News Hour Weekend Live Show, February 6, 2021. Israel's Netanyahu slams ICC ruling as pure anti-Semitism. AFP 24 FBI shooting investigation continues as memorial set for agents. NBC 6 South Florida Trump impeachment trial confronts memories of Capitol siege. NPR News, the 2nd of June 2021, 3 a.m. ET professor studies Spanish flu survivor stories amid epidemic. Belleville News, Democrat Biden's move on treaty a win for Putin. Editorial, newsherald.com. Deutsche Welle from Michael _ Novhoff, 6 sites, Deutsche Welle, Myanmar. Anti-coup protests met with internet blackout. NYPD inspector loses 60 vacation days for creating hostile work environment. Building a unique Holocaust museum at Babin Yar. Money laundering, Shabazz.
And now, with round-the-clock updates from Reuters journalists, here are today's top stories.
The protests against Myanmar's coup continue for a second day.
This is Reuters Now.
President Joe Biden and his Democratic allies in Congress pushed ahead Friday with his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package in a move that could get assistance to Americans without the help of Republicans. But in an interview on CBS's Face the Nation to be aired Sunday ahead of the Super Bowl, Biden concedes he's not going to get the $15 minimum wage he wants this time. When asked about his plan to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour as part of his American Rescue Plan, President Joe Biden responded to the interviewer, "I put it in, but I don't think it's going to survive." The federal minimum wage has been stuck at $7.25 an hour for more than a decade. The Democratic-led House of Representatives passed a budget outline on Friday that will allow them to muscle through his massive aid package in the coming weeks.
And the concurrent resolution as amended is adopted.
Following a Senate-approved plan in the wee hours of the morning, neither included Biden's minimum wage increase. By using this budget resolution process, Democrats could actually pass Biden's plan by a simple majority vote in the Senate instead of the 60 votes required for most legislation. The Senate is split 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans, with Vice President Kamala Harris holding the tie-breaking vote. Democrats have a slim majority in the House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes to wrap up negotiations and get the relief legislation through Congress before March 15th. That's when a round of special unemployment benefits are due to expire.
Tens of thousands rallied across Myanmar for a second day on Sunday to denounce last week's coup and demand the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The protests are the biggest the country has seen in over a decade. Crowds filled the streets of Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon, sporting red shirts, flags and balloons, the colour of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. Many gestured with a three-finger salute, which has become a symbol of protest against the coup.
We have a right to show our disagreement that we're against the dictatorships to prevent inequality, oppressions, in accordance with the democracy. We need to get rid of the fear. I take part in this revolution as I believe that the military dictatorship will fail if we bravely join forces.
There was no comment from the junta in the capital, Naypyidaw, some 220 miles north of Yangon. In the southeastern town of Miyawadi, shots were heard as armed police tried to break up a large crowd. It was not immediately clear if there had been any casualties. On Sunday afternoon, the junta ended a day-long blockade of the internet that had further inflamed anger. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Myanmar has said more than 160 people have been arrested since Monday's coup. The military takeover has halted the Southeast Asian nation's troubled transition to democracy and drawn international outrage.
You're up to date. Check back later as stories develop.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. A new study shows the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has only limited efficacy against the South African variant of the virus. The UK-based company says a yet-to-be peer-reviewed clinical study of its vaccine was recently carried out in South Africa, half of whom received the vaccine and the other half got a placebo. AstraZeneca says in mild cases, the vaccine showed just limited efficacy with the South African variant. Last week's major snowfall event is over, but there's more to come. The National Weather Service says another snowmaking system got underway in southern Appalachia last night. The area between North Carolina all the way to Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York, and Boston will see accumulations of up to half a foot in some places. A separate system further west is forecast to dump from 2 to 6 inches of snow on the Midwest, including Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Most areas should see an end to the snowfall by Monday morning. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden promised Thursday the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was, quote, 4 years of neglect and abuse, end quote, of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, quote, America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage. Diplomacy is at the center of our foreign policy, end quote. He said that, quote, American alliances are our greatest assets, end quote, while warning both Russia and China of American resolve. An advisor to Donald Trump says the former president will not testify under oath in next week's Senate impeachment trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
House impeachment managers want to get Donald Trump on the record discussing his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol that left 5 people dead. Since his lawyers refute that he incited insurrection, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Those powerful evidence, those words incriminating.
Trump allies like Senator Lindsey Graham call the offer to testify a stunt.
It's just a nightmare for the country to do this. It's just a political showboat move.
Trump advisor Jason Miller contends the Senate trial, which starts Tuesday, is an unconstitutional proceeding because Trump is no longer in office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A fiercely divided U.S. House of Representatives tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees Thursday, an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she'd earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. From Washington, this is VOA News. Defying the possibility of arrest and reprisals from Myanmar's new military rulers, protesters again this week's coup openly demonstrated, rejecting the takeover and calling for the release of the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. In the main city, Yangon, an estimated 200 teachers and professors held signs supporting civil disobedience and flashed the three-fingered salute, signifying resistance that has become popular with anti-government protesters in neighboring Thailand. There were also demonstrations in the capital on Friday, with medical staff staging a march. China Friday warned off a U.S. warship sailing near contested islands in the South China Sea, Beijing said, the first such encounter made public since the inauguration of President Joe Biden. The USS John McCain broke into, quote, broke into China's Zixi territorial waters without the permission of the Chinese government, end quote, Beijing's military said in a statement using its name for the disputed Paracel Islands. Johnson & Johnson is asking federal regulators to clear its COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Unlike the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, this one is just a single dose, an easier-to-use option in the virus fight. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not seem quite as effective as the two-dose versions, but preliminary results from a massive study show it offers strong protection against moderate to severe COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration's independent advisors will publicly debate the vaccine's data in 3 weeks before making a recommendation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Japanese company, NEC Corporation, has invented a facial recognition system that verifies people even when they're wearing face masks. The system, which can be used at security gates, takes less than 1 second to identify people wearing masks. The company claims a verification accuracy rate of over 99.9%. A spokesman for NEC said the company had already been working on the system before the virus outbreak due to certain demands in Japan where people wear masks in their daily lives for a wide range of purposes. And Switzerland will mark 50 years since women won the vote Sunday. Dismally late for a country that prides itself on having one of the oldest democracies in the world. The move came in 1971, more than a century after the first demands for universal suffrage in the country. Swiss politicians, including the justice minister, hailed the progress made since then. From Washington via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Thought COVID could cost you your home, right? It just might. He takes out loans on your home and leaves. You should protect your home with Home Title Lock. Be a victim. Then use code with a Valentine's Day meal to be Wednesday Day sizzle. Filet. Each order from money back. Check out.
Current two shots.
House punishes Georgia Congresswoman.
She has promoted and advocated violence.
Securing the Super Bowl.
To make sure that we're keeping the visitors and our community safe.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just a few hours ago, the U.S. Senate, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote, passed a budget resolution clearing the way for passage of President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package without Republican support. Final action could still be weeks away. And in the race to get people vaccinated, Johnson & Johnson's asking the government for emergency use approval of its vaccine. CBS's Dr. David Agus says that would make three vaccines in the mix.
Johnson & Johnson has committed to providing close to 100 million vaccines between now and June, which will obviously have a major impact on vaccinating the country. This vaccine is especially important because it is a one-shot vaccine, so 100 million doses equals 100 million patients.
Correspondent David Begno has more on the struggle against highly contagious coronavirus variants.
Ashley Jackson says she met her husband Alphonsier on a blind date. The two were married for nearly 8 years. They have two young daughters, but their life together was cut short on Tuesday when Alphonsier died with COVID-19.
Were you able to be there with him when he passed away?
Through a window. I was close, but I was so far away. I got a call from the health department saying, hey, your husband is the first person in Alabama with the...
There are variants that we are not picking up.
That is Jennifer Dienbard. She's the director of a lab at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. She sequences samples from all over L.A. County. Now, she knows what variants are spreading there, but she says labs like hers aren't getting or they aren't sharing data at a national level.
In Wisconsin, the battle over mask wearing is political. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has issued a new statewide mandate an hour after Republicans in the legislature repealed his previous one.
Wearing a mask is the most basic thing we can do to keep each other safe.
In Washington, CBS's Chris Van Cleave tells us House Democrats have taken action on a new Republican lawmaker who has embraced extremist views.
In a mostly party-line vote, the House stripped Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. Greene, who previously spread hateful and violent conspiracy theories, tried Thursday to walk back her controversy. Comments.
See, school shootings are absolutely real. I also want to tell you 9/11 absolutely happened.
But for Democrats, it was too little, too late.
We are dealing with conduct that brings shame on this House.
While many Republicans disavowed her comments, they argued the opposition removing a member from committees could now be on the table when Republicans take power.
Everyone has said things they wish they didn't say. Everyone has done things they wish they didn't do. So who's next?
President Trump's lawyers call it a public relations stunt and say he won't testify under oath at his Senate impeachment trial. House Democrats made that request. Super Bowl Sunday is closing in. CBS's Steve Futterman has our ticket to the big game.
Last year, the Kansas City Chiefs reached the pinnacle.
The Kansas City Chiefs are champions.
On Sunday, they will try to become just the eighth team to win two in a row. And they will be up against the man who has won more Super Bowls than any other player.
Brady. Tosses. Touchdown.
Tom Brady is considered by most the greatest quarterback ever. He has won 6 Super Bowls, but all those came with the New England Patriots. On Sunday, he will be leading his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The game is in Tampa. It's the first time a Super Bowl team has played in its own stadium. The home field advantage, however, may not be that great. Because of COVID-19, only around 22,000 fans will be at the stadium.
Correspondent Jamie Yukis looks at security challenges.
Tampa has hosted 4 Super Bowls before, but this one presents a new challenge for the city's top cop, Chief Brian Dugan.
Having the home team here just creates a whole new dynamic. We've got to figure out a way to keep everybody safe and secure, but yet be fan-friendly at the same time.
Chief Dugan will have the help of more than 500 Homeland Security personnel, along with the NFL security team, the FBI, and hundreds of police officers from across the country.
Saudi Arabia has put a positive spin on the Biden administration decision to end U.S. support for the country's military campaign in Yemen. The kingdom says it looks forward to working with the U.S. to stop conflicts. Mr. Biden says the Saudi offensive has created a humanitarian and strategic catastrophe. The city council in Minneapolis has approved $6.4 million for police recruitment and training. It comes months after the calls for reform that came after the death of George Floyd. Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
We are dealing with some unprecedented times right now in terms of our staffing, so I think it's important that we have as many tools as possible to make sure that we're getting to that level of staffing that we need to in order to properly serve our communities.
Beginning today, the NBA is requiring players, coaches, and staffers to wear KN95 or similar face masks during games. USA Today says the news came in a memo to teams this week. And despite the pandemic, the league is now planning an all-star game in Atlanta March 7th. Lakers star LeBron James is underwhelmed.
I have zero energy and zero excitement about an all-star game this year. I don't even understand why we're having an all-star game.
There's a new warning for iPhone 12 users. Doctors say the magnet inside it could deactivate heart defibrillators or pacemakers if the device is within 6 inches of a person's chest. Dr. Gurjit Singh is with the team that uncovered the issue.
Showing that we can turn off a defibrillator, hopefully people will start taking this seriously, and hopefully our message is that, you know, all patients with implantable devices, regardless of what phones or what devices they have, they should just keep 6 inches away from their implanted sites.
Ford says it's going to cut shifts next week at 2 production plants in Michigan and Missouri because of a worldwide chip shortage. Both plants produce the popular F-150 pickup. The shortage has other automakers slowing production, too. A long-distance sailor gets unexpected birthday wishes from a Hollywood star, as we hear from CBS's Vicky Barker.
British solo sailor Pip Hare will celebrate her 47th birthday at sea this Sunday. She's 3 months into the grueling Vendée round-the-world race. When Master and Commander star Russell Crowe found out she was a fan, he didn't just send her a banal birthday greeting.
Just sitting here thinking about the incredible challenge in front of you and how overwhelming that must feel some days. Just keep going.
Her response to his message?
You have no idea what surprise and how great it was to receive it.
Her next and only stop on this voyage, the finish line off France. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Number one tennis player in the world in the 1950s and a longtime CBS broadcaster, Tony Trabert, has died. He was 90 years old. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
With the BBC News at 2 o'clock, this is Jason Kay. The team that created the Oxford-AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine say they have a new version to counter the South African variant, and it should be ready by the autumn. A trial of 2,000 people suggests the existing jab only offers limited protection against mild or moderate disease, but scientists believe the jab should prevent serious illness. The research is yet to be peer-reviewed. Dr. Richard Vawtrey from the British Medical Association says that vaccines will need to be regularly updated.
It's something that we see every year with the changes in the flu virus. That's why we have a flu campaign every year. It's slightly different vaccine that we give to our patients every year. And I'm sure that's going to be the case with COVID-19 as well. It is likely to change. It's going to be with us for the years to come. And so we need a regular program of boosters in place to enable people to keep up their level of immunity.
A pensioner has been arrested on suspicion of murder following the death of a 74-year-old woman. Police were called to a house in Pontypool yesterday morning. A 70-year-old man remains in police custody. A rescue operation is underway in northern India following an avalanche in the Himalayas. Police say three people are known to have died after the glacier swept away a hydroelectric dam in the Uttarakhand state. There are fears over a whereabouts of 150 others. Trivendra Singh Rawat, the state's chief minister, said help would be available to everyone affected.
We're ensuring that those who are stranded due to bridges being washed away, that they do not face any shortages of rations or food. Our efforts will be extended to help and send relief to people who are trapped as early as possible.
A number of coronavirus vaccination centres have closed in Essex and Suffolk because of heavy snowfall. An amber weather warning is in place, meaning there could be travel disruption and power cuts across the southeast of England. Rolls-Royce is proposing to temporarily shut down its jet engine factory for the first time in its history to save money. Many of the planes it services have been grounded because of the pandemic. Liverpool's Champions League last 16 tied RB Leipzig has been moved to Budapest after the German authorities refused to let Jurgen Klopp's side enter the country because of coronavirus restrictions. Germany has banned all arrivals from areas affected by COVID-19 variants, except German citizens or residents, until the 17th of February at the earliest. Cricket and India are battling to avoid the follow-on in the first test against England at Chennai. The home side ended day three on 257 for six after England had been bowled out for 578. Dom Best took four wickets.
We've taken six today, and I think it's set up the game nicely. We've seen it started to spin, and it's only going to get more. We're obviously pretty close to a new ball, I think. So, mate, I think we're in a great seat at the moment.